This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, September 28th, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. The international labour movement has succeeded in making sure that free public education is one of the goals for the United Nations over the next few years. The UN has set sustainable development goals, known as SDGs, to be reached by 2030. They include quality education and fair treatment for teachers and other education workers. The inclusion of education in the UN's goals is a major achievement of the Global Union Education International. EI represents some 30 million education workers who are members of about 400 organizations in 170 countries and territories. The Global Union conducted an extensive campaign over the past 2 years with events all around the world to make sure that quality education was considered as one of the goals to be adopted. Its efforts succeeded when the UN voted to include education as one of its 17 long-term goals. Just after the vote on Friday, September 25th, Susan Hopgood, the president of Education International, addressed the delegates at the UN Assembly on behalf of the international labor movement.
Ambitious, comprehensive, unprecedented. Just a few of the words we have heard describing the Sustainable Development Goals. For example, for the very first time, the world is on record calling for free, quality, primary and secondary education for all, with qualified teachers, in a safe environment. But now comes an even more difficult period, reaching these goals, where the SDGs are lacking is in the commitments to implement the goals through financing and progressive public policy, as well as a sound, accountable framework. Deeds, not words. It is obvious to us that the current means of implementation fall short. Commitments are not real unless they are binding. Public interest isn't protected if the private sector has unconditional access to public resources. The enabling environment needed to achieve the SDGs must include tax justice, including progressive taxation, strong public health, and water and sanitation systems, and free, quality education.
Climate change is having devastating effects for workers, especially in the developing world. Particularly hard hit are workers in the forestry sector. I talked to the president of the Building and Woodworkers International about climate change. BWI is the global union which represents forestry workers and others at the world level. Per Olof Scheel is also the president of the Swedish Union of Forestry, Wood and Graphical Workers. I asked Mr. Scheel what policies concerning climate change BWI wants to see implemented.
I think the most important, if you look at the general level, we need to shift the way we think about the economy today. We suffer from these austerity policies all over the world, and that's not sustainable for the future. We think that we need to replace that with a significant public investment policies. And these public investments should aim to reduce carbon emissions and promote also social justice. And also that we can do this by setting up a tax system which makes the polluter pay. That's the most important on a general level. For BWI specifically in our sectors, we have already now great potential within our sectors to actually address the climate change issue. And one of that is that we have to shift the way we build today. We need to build, in the future, we need to build more and differently with materials that actually store carbon.
You can hear an extended version of my interview with Mr. Scheel on the Radio Labour website. And that's it. International labour news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.